You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
What's happening? The return of Will T, Urban Sports Scene. We're about to get our ratings up now.
They're going to decline.
I got a bitter taste in my mouth right now.
They're going to drink some beer.
As does the entire D.C. area because of the Redskins' loss last night. D'Angelo Hall.
Let's wait that out, please.
And the defensive coordinator, Jim Haslett, have gotten beat up all day on the radio. We'll get to that. And the Bees, the Beaver, a.k.a. Rex Grossman. He always looks like a little kid when he does.
He looks like a little kid.
Lose some weight. Maybe next time you can run away from Spencer. Just lose some weight.
He looked like Will T on that run.
With a burst?
Nah,
Will T was faster than that.
Come on, Doc.
Because he saw him. Well, you might be right. I don't know.
Why did he think he'd get away, though?
Huh? Why?
He got like 5 guys.
He can't do this.
Mason's triathlon?
Yeah.
That's right, sir.
Yeah, big ups to Will. He finished the triathlon. Some of us thought that he couldn't finish it. And
he didn't have to do
wrong.
The swimming part. It's incomplete.
Hey, he still did it, though.
Hey, man. I'm glad you did. You survived the terrorist attacks and everything. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I wanted to, but Wally scared me, man. And then after that, I talked to people at church. They're like, yeah, while he's running, you're going to be just there in the car. I'm going to blow you up, man. I said, forget it. I'm not going. Anyway. Congratulations on the accomplishment. And,
thank you.
And welcome
it.
Back to the show.
Yeah, we missed you, y'all. Really did.
The pregame.
I missed you guys.
Thank you.
The pregame, which should last 5 to 10 minutes. Let's time it right now. What time is it?
Starting
right
now.
All right, 8:23. So by 8:33, we better be done. Yesterday, Jay-Z announced that the New Jersey Nets are now known as the Brooklyn Nets. Is
not a surprise.
Darren Williams part of his future?
Absolutely. I think Darren Williams is going to stay because he's the centerpiece of it. He wants to be that focal point.
Chris Humphries will be the focal point of the franchise just because of all the media attention he will get to being Mr. Kim Kardashian.
He'll be divorced in 2 years.
Less than 2 years. Place your bet.
Over or under 2 years.
Not a big deal, I don't think. Honestly, I guess the fact that Jay-Z is going to be performing at the new arena is the biggest story of it.
Yeah.
And good way to promote.
All right. Looks like Ozzie Guillen, who was the manager of the White Sox up until today, has been released and is headed to
Florida.
Where there's no fans.
Yeah, interesting. You told me before we started taping that I didn't know that they're going after Pujols. So
well,
it's an attractive job now.
Dwight Gooden tweeted that earlier, and it's nothing official. People were saying if he's not high, maybe it's credible.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
I mean, Ozzie is very close with a lot of Latin players. He's going to have one of the best shortstops in Ramirez, and he gets an opportunity. Like you said, if he can get Albert Pujols, that team could be strong. They have a lot of good young pitchers and young hitters in Florida. So, and Ozzie brings the best out of people.
He's going to shake up South Florida like Scarface.
I'm sorry to say, after Little League World Series is over, there is no baseball in Florida. Nobody cares about it. You ever heard of Bradenton?
No, I agree with you. Florida
Florida's a bad place to have a baseball team.
Yeah, Tampa.
It's a state. I mean,
excuse me, state. I mean, I'm thinking of Miami.
Other than the Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami is a bad. No. You saw you bring the stars out. You get Pujols. He might have a LeBron type of effect. Not saying he's gonna sell the ballpark out, but it's gonna be way more people than it is.
But what they do, I mean, if you look at what the You look at what the Marlins did in prior years when they went to the World Series and won the World Series. They did bring – I mean, the fans did come out. So it's not like Tampa where they don't come out, period. You can be fighting – you could be going for a division title or a wild card. The fans don't come out as hard as Florida does. Florida does come out when the Marlins are playing well, especially in the playoffs.
To be real with you, the Marlins are always around 500 every year,
yeah,
which is good baseball for us in this town.
Yeah.
Obviously. Not
great baseball.
But their fans like it when they're in the postseason. They come out. It's not like the Braves when back in the day when they didn't show up, period, when the Braves were even on top of their game. Atlanta fans were terrible when the Braves were on.
Well, it was a recession back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was in let me shut up.
All right, moving on. Red Sox and Rays. They now tie for the AL Wild Card lead. The Red Sox are up on the Orioles 5-1, bottom of the fourth inning. Obviously, the game will be over by the time you hear this show. So, are they choking? You know, how in the heck did this happen?
Of course they're choking. Like I told Wally a couple shows back that the Yankees would be the team that takes the AL East. They have. the Red Sox, they're choking. I mean, the Rays, I think if it goes down to a one-game playoff, I think the Rays win.
I'm not going
to
sit here and anoint you as a prophet. I can't do that because it was like they had an 11-game or 13-game lead. What was it?
Nine games.
It was 11. It was double digits.
It was.
Double figures. Whatever.
In September, they went 6-19. So obviously they choked. The Red Sox did choke. They did choke.
You said they had strong pitching.
Injuries,
Adrian
pitching,
Gonzalez.
The pitching.
Carl Crawford. He hasn't produced.
He's like Jason Worth.
Yeah, I like him. Man.
Let me
like
defend
Jason
myself because
okay,
before you
no,
want to trash me, I was going off of a healthy pitching staff, and obviously losing Clay Buchholz hurt that team. So they're not as strong in terms of the pitching staff as we would all think they would be. So I'm going off of a healthy team. Orioles hit a home run off of a healthy Boston Red Sox team. That didn't happen. Obviously injuries happen. So they did choke. They're a good team offensively. Offensively, they've still been a strong team. Even though they lost Youkilis and he's out for the regular season.
And very tough.
And yeah, exactly. But on the Rays team, matter of fact. The Rays are a young team, and they have nothing to lose. They're going to lose certain players after this season, and they still have a strong pitching staff, which a pitching staff can lead you into the postseason.
All right, before you make your pick, are the Yankees kind of tanking it on purpose?
No, they're just getting rested. A veteran team headed down the stretch, about to do great things and win another World Series.
That's not what I saw on Twitter.
I mean, you don't listen to Twitter, listen to me, because I'm the one who predicted this.
A player came out on Twitter. I can't think of who it was. I'm sorry. I have to check it out during the break. It wasn't Robinson Cano. He said anything we can do to get rid of these dudes, we'll do it. So if we got
Robbie Cashman,
huh?
No, it was a player.
Because Cashman said,
I wish I could think of it.
Cashman said that they
Brett
had no
Gardner.
Interest.
No, it wasn't him.
I know Cashman said on interview that he had no interest in getting Carl Crawford.
Yes, he just drove up the price.
He drove up the asking price. So I wouldn't be surprised what you're saying. They would try to, you know, their best to make sure the Red Sox.
I mean, it's a rivalry.
You know what I mean? Red Sox has been a team of this decade, not the Yankees.
Yeah, it is.
The Steinbrenner sons can't stand it. Sorry, but who's gonna make the postseason? Rays or Red Sox?
I'm going with Rays. If you have to ask me.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rays. Just because their pitching staff is better.
Now you
want to
listen to me.
I don't listen to you. I listen to myself. Okay. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
You just go off of, you know, the Yankees, the name Yankees. But
no,
me,
not really.
I'm going with the Rays. I still think Shields, Price. Shields won last night. Price will be up.
You going to the Rays, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Shields. And Shields pitched last night. Price, you still have Price. You still have Jeremy Hellickson. So they're still stronger pitching. They're still stronger pitching.
I'm going to go with the Red Sox only because I'm going to go against the grain. But, you know, you've been flipping a lot lately. That's the thing. That's the problem I got with you. Matthew Stafford, he was a scrub a month ago. Now he's your fantasy quarterback.
I can be loyal. It's not being flip-flop. It's just being real. If something is happening that is actually going down, you can't stick to something like that.
You got to change your mind.
I understand. You know, call him Old Navy.
Because
he has the best flip-flops. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look at my little knees.
Well, hey, playoffs, intensity. Redskins Cowboys had intensity last night. D Hall, I want to cover Andre Johnson. You got to be able to cover Dez Bryant first. Commercial break, Urban Sports Scene.
Cheers.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, if you listen to the show on iTunes, check out our website, waleo.podbean.com. Waleo spelled W-A-L-E-O. And, of course, if you listen on Podbean, check us out on iTunes. Also, search us on Twitter and Facebook. Type in Urban Sports Scene and email us questions, comments, change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can also catch us on the Sports Crib podcast. More often than not, now that West Coast Tiller Fan is hosting solo now, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/WC Stiller Fan.
Yes, matter of fact, I forgot to mention on Facebook regarding the Red Sox. How about the Red Sox are going to pull something off? They have to. What the hell do you write?
They have to.
The Red Sox, right?
Who said that?
How about them?
Holla at your boy.
And Ron on Twitter. No, my bad. That's on Twitter. Take that back.
You said Twitter or Facebook?
That's Twitter, first one. First one's Twitter.
That's what you said.
I thought I said Facebook.
No, you said Twitter.
First one was Twitter.
Playback.
All right, playback. And Ron on Facebook has the Rays. He said the Sox are done. They can't pitch and play fundamental baseball.
All right. let's get talking about the Redskins Cowboys. Everybody saw the game, which is great for us because a lot of people listen to this show outside of the D.C. area. We've heard talk radio all day. We've seen the news. We've heard what players have to say. We've heard what the coaches have to say. So let's get our perspective on it. Was this a game the Redskins should have won? I mean, of course, absolutely. They led the entire game. They have to improve in the red zone, obviously. But I'm going to pretty much forward all the questions to you. I've given a lot of my opinions. D-Hall, not necessarily his fault. It's a scheme thing. However, if you want to check the best receiver, as I said before the break, you have to play better defense. Dez Bryant beat him. A lot of people, like yourself, say Dez Bryant hasn't been proven yet. So, hey, D-Hall should have been better in man coverage, although we know he's not. So,
even Lauren Robinson beat D-Hall. A lot of people beat D-Hall.
Absolutely. I mean, D-Hall's playing better this year, though. Like
no, he is. I'm not going to be totally negative about D-Hall. D-Hall, if you look at it, he played a decent game. It wasn't the worst game in the world. He shouldn't be valued like a Nami Asamoah to try to take out – or a Revis to take out Dez Bryant on man coverage with zero help.
Let me get your perspective on this real quick. The thing that upsets most fans here is that he runs his mouth so much and then they feel like he doesn't deliver on what he said. And this was another instance or example where he did that.
I don't think it's so much. I think people don't necessarily care so much about him running his mouth. It's just that he's not accountable when he doesn't step up and make the plays. Like yesterday, his post-game comment saying that, you know, basically it's the defensive coordinator's fault because the blitz didn't get there and he shouldn't be he shouldn't have to cover for so long, but he basically threw his teammates under the bus.
Yeah, he did.
And people just want, if you're going to talk that much, you're going to say you're a captain, you're a leader of this team, just be accountable when you don't make the plays, so go out and do what you say you're going
to
do.
It's the same thing. I mean, D. Hall showed actually similar during a press conference to me, during that interview or whatever, showed the same lack of leadership that Tony Romo did in the game.
Hey, it is what it is. We're not going to spend too much time on it. A lot of things I haven't been hearing about, or a lot of what I haven't been hearing, is about Kyle Shanahan and his play calling. The Redskins, I want to say midway third quarter, looked like they started to run the ball effectively, and Dallas defense was beginning to wear down. Kyle Shanahan is not proven. He makes me sick, as a matter of fact. I mean, Houston hasn't missed a beat without him, has it?
We've seen that. They look better.
Exactly. We've seen that time and time again. We saw it against the Saints Sunday. So did Kyle Shanahan blow the game with his play call in the second half? Or was Hazard 3rd and 21 the main culprit? I'm going to go with Shanahan, actually. Kyle Shanahan.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Shanahan.
I'm going to go with, just because of situational play, I'm going to go with the 3rd and 21. I just think that 3rd and 21, play it safe, because it's shown that you can put double coverage. Romo didn't trust any wide receiver other than Witten and Dez Bryant. He didn't trust anybody. If you can play coverage, we're going to do an off-situation. Just off-situation.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. I'm shaking my head at something.
All right. And if you look at the situation was, if you can stop Dez Bryant and you can put a man over Dez Bryant, I'm not even saying not to blitz. You can still blitz London Fletcher or LaRon Landry, have help over top of Dez Bryant. They're still going to average out maybe the most. They'll get 10 yards on third down. Then on fourth down, you can bring a blitz. You can bring a bigger blitz because that's putting more pressure for them to convert on fourth down.
Listen,
and that's my situation.
I'm going with Shanahan only because you got a turnover. You at the 10-yard line, first and goal, and you don't score a touchdown. That's a problem. One play shouldn't define a game. The Cowboys, I want to ask you this. The Cowboys were so unorganized last night, bad snaps. The receivers didn't know where they were going. They had no respectable receivers out there except for Dez Bryant. And what you said last week, Dez Bryant isn't easy. Even the most respectable at this point he's not proven yet. So it's a tough loss.
Well, I'll say, like I said, Dez Bryant to me, might not be proven yet. But I've always said he's one of the most talented wide receivers in the game. His talent is there. He's still raw. But putting D. Hall on Dez Bryant manned up with no help, like we've all said, D. Hall isn't a good cover corner. He's a playmaker, not a good cover corner. If you put him on an island with someone who's actually that as talented as a Dez Bryant, he's going to lose.
And 6 inches taller than that.
Yeah, and if you see him in Oklahoma State, you know he can catch a jump ball. That's nothing new. He can catch a jump ball.
You know what? I give a lot of credit to Tony Romo because he made a play when his team needed. He was in pain. He was getting hit, and he got out the pocket to make that throw. He shouldn't have, though, in my opinion.
Well, like I said,
Kerrigan had his first
really,
bad game
to be honest
pro.
With you, No, Kirkland played
first
well.
First ineffective game as a pass rusher.
He played well. He got pressure, got sacks, he had a sack. Kirkland played well. Like, it's not a
my
bad.
Opinion. It's my opinion.
It's not like
the
play.
The defense played well overall.
Yeah, like I said, the play was just faulty. Like, even like with D. Hall said, and he was throwing people under the bus. Mm-hmm. But he did have some truth to it. If you're gonna do a zero coverage three times, especially if you did a second down already, and you can do it again, they're going to pick it up. A good offensive coordinator is going to come up with some blocking scheme for you to pick it up, and that's what happened.
Kyle Shanahan did the same thing. That run to Cooley worked the first time. He ran it,
but they do it back to back. He didn't do it back to back.
Of course,
that's
it's a situational
saying, like,
play, though.
That's what I'm saying, but he did it back to back.
Defensive schemes are a little bit different.
If you're going to do a back to back blitz, the same blitz, chances are you're going to get used to it the second time.
All right, let's move on. Special teams could be accountable as well. They make that kick. We're not in the same position. Maybe not the same discussion. LeRon Landry, how he performed in his first game back?
LeRon Landry, he made a big hit.
Yeah, he did.
What's his name? Laurent Robinson.
Yeah.
And he also caused a fumble. So he was effective in his first game back. To me, LeRon Landry's always going to be an X factor in your coverage, just because if you get an extremely fast receiver and you try to put him and try to match LeRon Landry on him, then he's going to burn him. Deshaun Jackson, if you don't believe me.
That's happened once.
Some tweets. Methamine RW said, blitz Fletcher and maybe Landry and fall into coverage. Romo is a good quarterback. You should only blitz an untested quarterback that way, I guess. He was hurt. I'll throw the kitchen sink at him. I don't mind. Now, three times in a row is the problem.
Yeah.
Because it worked. It was effective.
Thomas Curl and Harold Jewett both, you know, in terms of the comparison that we were talking about between
Harold Jewett
and Kyle Shanahan, they're on the side of Shanahan. Excuse me.
All right, K Keller 16 said, I don't think an all-out blitz on 3rd and 21 was bad. Great. Somebody with the contrary. They were probably going for it on 4th regardless. So it was essentially 2nd down. I don't know how it was 2nd down, 3rd down.
But no, but CJ Saints played essentially 2nd down.
I know.
He said 3rd down was essentially 2nd down.
I got him.
To me, it doesn't matter. I mean, 3rd and 21, it doesn't matter. You stop them. You force them to make a play on 4th down. The mindset is totally different on 4th down than anything. Your mindset is totally different.
Yeah.
All right. I mentioned Cooley.
I have a tweet. Remarkable for real said it was a gamble. Had it worked, would be no discussion. And Run Porter's Run just said simply ridiculous.
Talking about third down.
A prominent radio voice today made a perfect point. When the Redskins are winning, everything's great. As soon as they lose one game, the sky is falling.
No, that's the truth. I'm not panicking over it.
Well, you got some explaining to do because I heard some Philly radio. They're panicking too up there, so I don't even want to.
I'm not in Philly. I can't speak for people in Philadelphia. I can only speak for myself.
No, I agree with you. I think people
can't
are
speak for people in Washington then.
I'm not panicking over. I'm not panicking towards the totality of the season. I'm just talking about a bad coaching move.
I mean, in general, man.
No, you're right. They are. Now people are asking for Beck.
That's ridiculous.
Already.
That's ridiculous.
Already asking for Beck.
I said Beck was the way to go.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, Beck is terrible.
Grossman's numbers were
good.
Same as Romo's. And he threw a touchdown. So what can you say about that?
I mean, Romo didn't fumble.
Did you hear Chris Carter, what he said about Russ Grossman last night? What did
he say?
He said he's not that tall, but he's not that short either. He has a okay arm, but it's not a strong arm.
Yeah.
He's just in between everything. He's got a gut, but then again, he doesn't have a gut.
He said that too?
He said a whole lot of things.
he said the gut part, though?
He said sometimes he's good, but then he's not that good. He's a mediocre quarterback.
He's honestly a run-of-the-mill quarterback.
Rex just annoys me because of his body build. Like, he's just too fat to run. When Spencer ran him down, like, there was no way he should have sacked him. Really, he looked at him and then, like, still held the ball loosely, and he could throw the ball out.
You do not want the game to end like that. That is ridiculous. And he took a sack early in the game where he could have got rid of it.
I don't know.
He's your quarterback.
That's the problem. Like I told a Redskin fan, I was telling him, like, right. I'm not worried. Rex is average. Beck is horrible. Neither are the future of the Washington Redskins. So does it really matter?
They're not John the future. Beck is the future.
No, a 30-year-old bum is not a future of the Washington Redskins.
All right, real quick, Cooley, what did you think about him at the H-back position where Tim Tebow needs to be?
First thing, I think Chris Cooley's lost a lot of weight. No, he has. You can look at him.
A lot?
Physically?
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
He's physically smaller.
He did quicken up a little bit.
Yeah, he did to quicken up a little bit.
He's elusive, man.
Yeah, he had a nice verse.
A lot of weight.
Yeah, he had a nice verse. He had a real nice verse.
You got jokes.
No, he did have a nice verse. For like a slow dude, he had a nice verse. I like Chris Cooley.
I think as an H-back, I think he needs to refine his skills, but I definitely think it's a position that he can help contribute to in the Washington Redskins.
Well, I like this. I like the way Cooley played. 41 yards. Now he's starting to get in the swing of things. Chris Cooley, if you get Chris Cooley involved, he's definitely and Fred Davis. We see how we talked about on last show. We see how New England does it with two tight ends. We should be able to do it with Davis and Cooley. I mean, Gronkowski and Hernandez. They both are similar to Chris Cooley and Davis anyway, so
not
that
even,
can work.
Not even close.
All right, Davis is athletic. Davis played wide receiver in high
Davis,
school.
Yeah,
and Chris Cooley is
Gronkowski's about 6'6".
I mean, they're still two similar players. They both use their body. They're not quick, but they use their bodies to shield. They're about the same.
Gronkowski's a much better blocker than both of them,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I'm just talking about offense in terms of going
Hernandez
down the path.
Is better than both of them, too.
Aaron Hernandez is better than Chris Cooley. The records speak volumes, dude. How many times has Aaron Hernandez been in the Pro Bowl? His record's out there.
He was a rookie last year.
But I'm saying he's not. You can't say he's better than Chris Cooley. Chris Cooley's resume speaks volumes.
It's a lot of people who have
Fred Davis. Fred Davis is better than having just as good years as Hernandez at that
Look
point.
Look at the eyes you give me. I told you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
you
the bullshit
no,
that he was doing last year.
No, you can't say something like that and just be like,
no,
Aaron Hernandez.
That's my opinion.
Aaron Hernandez,
Aaron
Hernandez as far is not even close to being better than Chris Cooley. Look at the track record. The track record speaks volumes by itself.
He's in his second year.
Chris Cooley's still better than him. That's like me saying some, like, Antonio Gates.
Who's the best?
Hernandez is better than Antonio Gates. Hell no.
Who's the best?
Look at the track record.
Oh, this season he is. Who's the best coach in the NFC East?
NFC East? The best coach in NFC East? Andy Reid.
All right. But Shanahan's resume speaks for itself. Anyway, let's move on. With his
because of his wins, I'm going off his resume. I'm not talking about Super Bowl. I know what I'm talking about. I'm going off his wins and Shanahan's losing percentage. I'm not going off Super Bowl. I'm going off his wins.
Okay, so I'm going off. I'm going.
What stats are you going off?
I'm not going off stats. I'm going off his.
You're going off. Okay,
ability.
Cool. Then that's what you told me. Okay, good. I'm
so
good
why can't
that.
I do that?
You know what? Then Marcellus Wiley is better than. Not Marcellus Wiley. What's his new name?
Thank you.
Marcellus
Thank
Bennett
you.
Is better than a lot of tight ends because of ability. Because he's just, he's off ability. He's better than a lot of tight ends.
Hey, might be. He don't get a good
that's
opportunity.
Your point.
Sometimes
that's your point.
It happens.
That's your point. I'm just going off your point.
Willis lost carry over to the Rams game. I can't even have an opinion.
Dead tower.
You can't have an opinion about the Redskins. He talks about Matt Ryan all the time. I was like, hey, wait a minute.
I never make fun of Matt Ryan.
I'm not making fun of nobody. I think Aaron Hernandez is a better player.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I got last week. The whole show. I'm about to cuss. What is leading to the Rams? I don't even care. That was the only
opportunity
on Monday night, and they blew it.
It's definitely a trap game. It's definitely a trap game. I definitely can see this is a game that the Redskins possibly could lose. I definitely see this as a game that your team could ruin.
The Rams are desperate. It's amazing
how
the fear factor went from 10% to 90% with one loss.
Yeah, it's the hysteria.
The Rams right now aren't playing good football. They have no receivers that scare you. Steven Jackson just come back off injury. The Redskins can win this game. Defense played good. LeRon Landry is such a difference maker. Skins, I think they can win. I'll pick the Skins to win. Chris Cooley will have 40 yards receiving.
It's the Rams?
As a skinny white man at tight end.
Hey, the Rams have always given the Redskins some hard times. Luckily, we have Otagwa, who used to always kill us. So, the Rams are a dangerous team. I never underestimate
the
Rams.
Who's winning the game, man?
Rams are a good team.
Don't pick against the Redskins, though.
Who am I picking?
Yeah, the Rams. Who are you picking?
I'm picking the Redskins.
All right.
Who you picking, sir?
I picked the Skins.
What's up, man?
To avoid an onslaught of nonsense. And last night's game, Romo.
How dare you pick the Rams? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's serious. My pick.
That is just terrible.
Last night,
it won't be terrible next Tuesday.
Optional transition. Last night, Romo was targeted by the Skins. Obviously, had the rib injury. Is Michael Vick being targeted the same way? Whereas he's a crybaby. He gets on my nerves. I'm not going to be a Vick apologist. Let's talk about that when we come back from commercial break.
Urban Sports Scene.
Besides being NBA champions, what do Alonzo Mourning and Sean Elliott share in common? Hi, I'm Dr. Griffin Rogers, bringing you healthy moments from the NIH. I'm the director of the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Diseases. During their basketball careers, both Alonzo Mourning and Sean Elliott battled kidney disease and returned to the game after getting transplants. Although they share a unique story, there's nothing unique about kidney disease in our African-American community. We are disproportionately affected by kidney failure, and for some patients, kidney transplantation may be the best treatment option that allows them to live much like they did before their kidneys failed. But here's the problem. The number of organs donated by our community is low, which means it's hard to match kidney donors and recipients. To learn more about kidney donation, visit organdonor.gov or mymagicdc.com. This is Dr. Griffin Rogers. Join me next week for more Healthy Moments.
All right, welcome back. Cooler heads have prevailed. Wally's calmed down. His blood pressure. Put the cuff on over the break.
Yeah, I'm
Chris Cooley, man. He loves you.
Yeah, Chris is.
Next time he comes to the park, why don't you come up to him and say something?
I will, man. Chris Cooley Jones.
Even though he walked past you.
So, man.
You can listen nice to the Urban Sports Scene, a member of the Urban Sports Scene on Apple Jesus Radio Show Sunday night. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/Apple Jesus. That's spelled APOGEZS. College football is in the full swing of things. Kellen Moore. Looking like a Heisman candidate. They call him the next Tom Brady. He is a hated man on the Apple Jesus Show. So check it out if you're a Boise State fan. And Boise State has some infractions recently, too. So I stand corrected. That's in the 15th percentile. Cause I said Boise State didn't do anything wrong, and they win. But evidently,
it's more than,
people, they pay him more than potatoes. They're paying cheddar out there, too, man. Well, we were talking about Michael Vick before the break. He's crying. He would have got hurt regardless of whether it was a late hit or not.
I wouldn't use the word.
Like
crying.
I said,
crying.
Crying is not.
No.
It's injustice.
He's just voicing his opinion.
He's blowing some gonads because he's got money now. He can pay for a fine. Last year, he wouldn't have said nothing.
That's true. He's not the same guy.
Now that he's got a contract, he's not the same guy.
But
I absolutely give that to you. He's not the same guy
we saw last year. You can see the swagger slowly starting to come back. I won't be a Vic apologist for the simple fact that he played for the
Falcons.
Because
you're a Falcons fan.
No. But when he played for the Falcons, when he got hurt, did people take it easy?
He got the same thing.
Did people take it easy? No. He's a target.
He's always been a target.
Oh, you're dang right, because they want to knock him out of the game. Duh. We already know that. Now, Trent Dilfer was dead wrong about that last night.
He was absolutely a jerk.
Who is Trent Dilfer to me?
Oh, man, I have
this
a problem.
This is a guy who got carried to a Super Bowl. But anyway, that's
not... Trent Dilfer was wrong. No. A lot of quarterbacks, like Matt Ryan, got hit helm-to-helm in that Philly game. They didn't call it. A lot of people get hit like that, and they don't call it. Last night was an atrocious call against Rex Grossman. Or not Rex Grossman. That was a bad officiated game. Sometimes officials make mistakes. But, yeah, Mike Vick is a target. What can you do about it? A 15-yard flag or 15-yard penalty, whatever, would not have healed his hand. That's my point.
It wouldn't necessarily healed his hand, but it would have been a detriment.
He was frustrated.
Absolutely, but I won't be a Vick apologist, like I said, because he carried the same thing happened in Atlanta, and nobody apologized when they beat Atlanta without him. So, hey.
Well, anyway, we had some thoughts off of Twitter. I want to let my thoughts be heard first. He said, no, Mike Vick was wrong and a crybaby. Look, Big Ben, broken nose, bad knees, ribs, he still goes out. He still gets up and plays, no whining.
Fragile.
I wouldn't say fragile.
He's made a good, no, he is fragile.
He's not fragile.
He said it himself. He said, I can't be a running back.
He gets hurt a lot.
He gets hurt a lot. I mean, the guy's 6 feet, 210 pounds playing the quarterback.
He's athletic Rex Grossman.
He's not an athletic Rex Grossman.
Him and Rex Grossman, the shortest quarterback in the NFL.
Of course.
You know that, Dave. Listen, I like Mike Vick. I'm a Mike Vick fan, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to apologize for anything that happened to this man.
Because you're a Falcons fan.
Nobody apologized. No, when he played for the Falcons, did people come and beat it? The Redskins beat the Falcons, right?
Without Vick, yeah.
Exactly. Y'all celebrated like Vick was there.
In college,
and
yeah.
I didn't say it was terrible back then.
Doug
Johnson was our quarterback. Y'all got Kafka now. Get fat Vince. You know Vince Young's looking like was from around here? You saw that on the news?
Who?
The dude who was posing as Vince Young at these celebrity events.
Oh, really?
He lives around here. I didn't know that. From PG County, Maryland.
Mm. But I mean,
he doesn't look much like him either.
Mike Vick, to me, isn't a crybaby. I think if we look at it, seriously.
He just voices his opinion.
No, it's an injustice. If you see a quarterback like Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and, Philip Rivers, quarterbacks like that, and they barely get touched, and they get a 15-yard penalty, and you see Michael Vick in that Giants game, the Giants defender went purposely for a headshot, and they didn't call it. After a concussion. You expect them to call it. As soon as Tom Brady, when he came back from his knee injury this following season, as soon as somebody went low on him, a flag came out and barely touched him. What flag went out?
Absolutely.
I do agree with the guy about Ben, Big Ben. Big Ben gets the same situation too. Big Ben gets piled on and like hit hard because he is a big quarterback and he likes to move around. So he's a target. He gets the same type of treatment as Vic does, but it still needs to be called no matter what.
I think a couple of things, like two or three thoughts. One is an inconsistency on how referees make the calls. If you look at it, the guys who play outside of the pocket more, like Big Ben, like Mike Vick, they aren't more likely to get the calls that a Peyton Manning, a Drew Brees, or Tom Brady would get.
Hey,
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not
nothing
saying it's right.
No.
Why are we talking about it?
And two, also, I think that Mike Vick brought up like Tom Brady and guys like that because if you want to admit it or not, he's a superstar in this
exactly.
league.
Exactly.
He's
thing.
The face
that's
of the NFL.
Yeah.
Him, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, they're the face of the NFL. Now you see on all the NFL marketing advertisements, Mike Vick.
Nike got him back, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's a superstar, so he wants the superstar calls like any other superstar in any other sport.
He's a unique player,
yeah.
And he has unique circumstances, unfortunately.
And yes, that's
Michael Jordan had to go through the Pistons.
That's
he tripped him up, kicked him and everything.
But see, it's just like Ray said, it's a thing that he's been dealing with since Atlanta. He's dealt with this his whole career. He has.
He's been a
He's dealt with this his whole career. It's just what he's saying is that, all right, I get it both ways. When I'm in the pocket, you allow him to lay hit me. When I run out the pocket and I'm out of bounds, they still try to take a shot at me. Still let that go. I can't win. You know, both ways I can't win.
You know
when
what?
I stay in the pocket, I'm getting hit too, and you're not calling.
That's
it.
Marty Morningway's fault too, in a way that I hate him in the pocket so much. He has so many lanes
he doesn't take right now.
That's idiot coaching. Your offensive line is getting manhandled too, by the way. That game,
no,
they got
a new block.
They got pushed
it's
around.
A new
I don't care what
thing.
It is. They got pushed around.
Yeah, we got out physical. Yeah,
they got pushed around.
Yeah, the Giants were far more out physical than us as an offensive line.
The Eagles right now are disappointing.
I wouldn't say disappointing. It's three games.
They won two, right?
For all the talent y'all signed, come on, man. You know it's high.
I said 2000 Redskins.
I wouldn't go that far.
We'll make the playoffs.
Not only will we make the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll.
Bold prediction, we will be the NFC East champion.
Actually, I ain't going to lie. Y'all are my pick to go to Super Bowl.
Y'all are my pick to go to Super Bowl.
I'm not going
to
lie.
What? You want Vic in at the end of the season, so I wouldn't worry about it right now, but you got to win.
Yeah.
49ers are hungry.
Yeah, so are we.
They're hungry.
And Austin, what will have? He got mossed.
On that play? Well, he's not known to be a great tackle. But he gets the catches, the passes that Oswald's getting on him.
Two touchdowns given up by that man.
It's fluke joints, though.
I mean, everybody.
No. Did you see the tackle he tried to make?
He's not the greatest tackle in the world. He's not the greatest tackle in the world.
Every cornerback gets burnt.
Neither is D-Hall, but D-Hall been tackling this shit. Oh, you can work on it.
Carlos Rogers has got a pick.
Has more picks than D-Hall.
Hey. And he's a better cover corner.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all linebackers, everybody's beating him up in the media, and y'all got to learn how to stop the run.
You didn't have to.
It's three games.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not panicking about the run. Yeah, but I had a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
The change in linebacker, we were talking about the position change. behind the scenes, we were talking about position change. How is that working out? How is that working in the Giants game?
No, actually, if you look at
Stacey it, Matthews
who,
got
the middle of the field.
No. This past week,
yeah.
Jamar Chaney played far better in the middle linebacker than Casey Matthews played.
How did Casey Matthews?
He messed up in the coverage.
How Brandon Jacobs could have touched
that? When I changed the channel, I put it back. I was like, Brandon Jacobs scored a touchdown.
Eli looked like a top 10 quarterback, didn't he?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, look.
One and two.
Hey, we beat y'all. One win was against the Eagles,
but you got crushed, demolished against Tampa Bay.
16-13.
Physically, they beat y'all up.
You met Chicago. That's why he chopped it off.
It's all good.
No, I didn't. No. I'm talking about the game you just played physically.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay physically beat y'all up.
Atlanta's not part of this show, and it had nothing to do with being out physical. It was Matt Ryan can't throw the ball 47 times.
He's not a franchise quarterback.
We can talk about
probably
that.
Not,
we can talk
Matt
about
Ryan
that.
Is overrated.
Yeah, he is.
I've been said that.
I have faith in Matt Ryan to be a franchise
quarterback. Matt Ryan has been a good manager.
Maybe he needs another offensive coordinator.
And I think that's what a lot of people fail to
realize.
Mike Mularkey is a very good offensive coordinator.
I think they might need a new offensive coordinator from Mike Mularkey.
No. He don't know what to do with what he
all
has
the weapons,
right now.
All the weapons.
Julio Jones didn't have a 100-yard receiver. It's the red zone, just like the Redskins that killed us.
I think they might need...
You watch the Red Zone channel? No, you're probably studying somewhere, dog. Study the Falcons. Moving on to Bill.
I'll have to. You 1-2.
Hey, we the same record. But yeah, if we had a tiebreaker, we own it, baby. So we're 2-2. Bills shocked the Patriots this week. Hey, we talked about Brady earlier. How did this happen? We know how it happened. Are the Bills not the best team in the AFC East? Absolutely not. The Jets can beat them. The Patriots can beat them if I had to put my money on it. What's wrong with the Patriots defense? It's the problem. It's problem with every. You know.
They don't have any. They don't. Nah, they don't have.
That's the problem.
No, one, they don't have the corners to cover. They don't have the corners to cover. Two, they're not getting a push from their defensive line.
He's arrogant. Who's one of your top corners? Asante Samuel. Get rid of him.
No.
Butler. Get rid of him.
Brandon Merriweather. Brandon Merriweather.
Nah, they corner.
He's too arrogant. It's catching up with him.
I think the corners aren't the problem. I think.
Oh, Lee Biden, that's taking up for your buddy, huh?
Yeah, I don't think the corner is the problem. I think, you know, they just need more help on the front four. I mean, Albert Hansford didn't play in that game. That would have helped a lot in terms of having him and Vince Wilfer push
Vinny
the pile.
Vinny Serrato ruined that, man. Vinny Serrato ruined
it. I'll just be honest with you. If you know, your front four helps the backside of your defense, your front four is not getting any push. If you can have Albert Hansford and Vince Wilfer on your defensive line, you're going to get push, and it's going to quicken things for the quarterback. Quarterback's going to throw quicker than he wants to. So it still works hand in hand. You know what I mean?
You make a valid point, but you can't say that man is an arrogant. Come on now.
Who?
Richard Seymour, he shipped him out.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Brandon Merriweather got cut.
Just because
he's a Pro Bowler.
He won those Super Bowls with any old receiver, Troy Brown or whoever else played. And
David Givens.
Whoever. David Givens. I don't even know if that's his name. But
he's been a wide receiver?
He won with anybody, quote unquote. However, he cheated back then.
Yeah, he is arrogant.
Now that he can't cheat, he's not winning. Romeo Crennel, he needs him back. Why not hire him back? Who does he work for?
Romeo is still in
Kansas City.
Oh, he's in Kansas City.
Yeah, he's in Kansas City.
Charlie
Weiss
is
now in Florida.
University of Florida.
University of Florida, I know
that.
All right, whatever. 85%. Moving on. Reports are saying Randy Moss is turning to the new
Brett Favre.
Hey,
it happens, man. Don't
at 85, he's turning into the Brett Favre. Every week is going to be a rumor that he's coming back. He's happy doing the NASCAR Truck Series thing. Leave the man alone. He's not coming back to football. And the NFL doesn't need him.
Ray Mawson.
The NFL does not need him anymore.
I don't think.
There's too many good receivers. Young good receivers.
To be honest with you, I think T.O. gets a chance before Randy Moss.
No, I think Ray Moss will get a chance before T.O.
I think T.O. gets a chance. T.O. was at least he's going to be in better shape.
It's come up ACL. It's come up ACL.
T.O. going to get a better chance?
Not right.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Last year, the Bengals, he was productive.
Yeah. He almost had 1,000 yards.
No, I'm saying with the right position, the right situation, Randy Moss wants to go to the team with the right situation,
nah,
not any team.
That's the thing.
The right situation.
You're not going to get a perfect situation.
But you're not.
When you're adding Randy Moss,
the element you're adding with Randy Moss is that Randy Moss is going to a situation a la Tennessee Titans with Rusty Smith as your quarterback. Yeah. Then he's not going to be successful. You take Randy Moss and put him in a pass-happy situation that utilizes Randy Moss for what he does. He'll be successful. Randy Moss.
Teams look at it as this guy gave up. When he went to Minnesota and when he went to the Tennessee Titans, he gave up.
But when you get Randy Moss on a hungry level, like when he went to New England, if you get him on a hungry level, Randy Moss produces.
He carried a caterer, evidently.
He wants back in the league. He wants to show that he's got records to reach.
I don't think it's a question of whether
he's
wanted back in the league. Somebody will sign Randy Moss. Don't get it twisted. I think Will T's point is just that he would take T.O. ahead of him, and so should a lot of NFL teams. But Randy Moss is actually, I agree with you, but we're wrong because T.O., nobody wants him. Randy Moss, it's his choice whether he wants to play or not.
Yeah, it's his choice.
T.O. wants to come back.
Chicago
T.O.
Bears.
T.O. put a video out showing that he still can move. T.O. might be done, man. Sorry to say it.
And it's the Chicago?
He would be better in New England right now than Ocho Cinco is, evidently. Ooh. T.O. is a quicker learner, and T.O. runs better routes. He's just not as fast. Ocho Cinco dropped a wide open touchdown.
Yes, he did.
Ocho Cinco
is one of my fantasy football.
They're not going to dummy
my
down
money
the playbook for him. They're not going to dummy down
bless
the playbook
you.
For him.
$250.
Moving on, though.
Stop messing my
Moving
money
on.
Up.
Detroit, Buffalo, and Green Bay all undefeated.
Jerk.
I want to mention that Wiley, we beat him up sometimes because we say he's wrong, but he said Calvin is the best receiver. Calvin Johnson, even though he only gets two catches, it's two touchdowns, and they're bombs.
He's the most unguardable receiver in the game. You saw the catch.
Andre Johnson is still having a monster season.
Yeah, he is.
With him.
He is.
Yardage-wise,
he's dwarfing someone. Yeah.
He's had a touchdown in each game.
McCalvin
has
six.
Two in each game.
Yeah,
but see, the difference between Andre Johnson and Calvin Johnson, Calvin Johnson is that when Calvin Johnson's in the red zone, he's almost an uncoverable guy in the red zone. And you don't, and it's so much limited space. Calvin catches everything in the red zone. Everything.
The beast.
He's unguardable.
If healthy, the Packers are the best of the undefeated teams. JaMychal Finley, welcome back. But Nick Fairley's coming back this week. They're going to ease him in. We're going to see how he does. He hasn't proven anything yet, just like Dez Bryant. So
I like Detroit. I like Detroit.
Detroit, they have a big game against the Cowboys next week. Cowboys 2-1. We'll discuss that game. And also our fantasy football advice. Last week I was a beast. Oh, commercial break. Urban Sports Fan.
Urban Sports Fan.
The ages.
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
All right, if you caught the show last week, I went 3-1. Wally went 2-2. But we did pick that Oakland over the Jets. Both of us.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to pick Buffalo in the ring, but nobody ever got that right. And actually, Wally carried me on that, too. Kerry, for those of y'all don't know what carried me, he flat out, same way he gave me attitude earlier, disagreed with me, saying, oh, why are we picking from Buffalo to England? Yeah, sure. He was being very sarcastic. It ended up being a good game. Upset.
What?
Take my advice this week. Don't take Will Tease.
I'm 50%. You can take half of my advice.
Wally's advice, yeah, you might want to
take
Wally.
I think last year I actually had a better record of picking.
No, actually, we were tied for number one.
It starts now. The record starts now.
And we are like 78%. I was a little below my percentage, so I messed up. This year I started off good, 3-1. 3 out of 4,
75%. We're not counting it. We decided not to count this one because we went for Will.
No, we
didn't.
Your beliefs, I'm as real as you can be.
No, we said that. We said it last week. We was like, we're going to count.
Right, fine.
And we're going to keep it on our blog.
Keeping the records.
We're going to put it on our blog. We said this.
We're going to post on our blog maybe. We'll see what happens. UrbanSportsScene.blogspot.com. It hasn't been touched in years. I'm surprised they deleted our account. Thanks, Will T, for all your hard work every month.
Appreciate that.
Detroit versus Dallas. I am going with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going with Detroit.
Sweet.
I'm going with
Dallas, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
All
right. Going with Detroit because of Megatron and Stafford. I don't see any cornerback that can guard Megatron.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fairly.
Separate myself.
Fairly. Check them out.
Separate myself. Y'all always agree with each other like some people that I don't like.
Black and light.
Detroit. Okay, so you got Detroit.
New World Order.
Will and Wally. WWWWW. Pittsburgh and Houston. I am going upset here, too. I might start off bad, dog. I'm going to Texas at home.
That's an upset?
That's not an upset.
They're the favorite.
Why not?
Because they're the favorite.
I'm going with Houston, homie. I'm going all Texas, baby. Apple Jesus, what's happening?
I'm going to... This is a tough one.
Come on, man.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're going opposite me. That's what's up. Pitt, Will T, ride or die, barbecue Pitt.
You're going to think this is funny. I'm going with Will T. I'm going with Pitt. Man. Think that defense is going to show up. Mendenhall is going to gash him.
That boy, Matt Shaw, was a bad man at home.
Mendenhall's going to gash him.
Dang. This is it. Wow. Can't believe I'm about to say that. But anyway, New England versus Oakland.
I know I'm going to go with.
I'm going with New England.
I know I'm going with.
I'm going with Oakland.
Dang, man, we similar today or something, dude? Dang.
Oh, y'all always similar, man. Y'all dudes, y'all going down similar, too.
I'm going with JC.
All right, NYJ versus B-More. I'm going with the Jets.
I'm going with B-More.
I'm going with the Jets. Rex Ryan. Come on, LT. I need you in my fantasy league. Let's get it going, homie.
All right, well, we post this on our blog. It'll be easier to keep track of. Last year, we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense.
Just keep the copy. All right. Keep the copy for me.
Now, Wally, all, after every show, said, we got to get more analysis. We just made picks. We didn't explain why. So, let's... Oh, you're looking at me like that.
I did.
I want to explain why I like Dallas at home.
All right.
First of all, it's at home.
That's good.
That's the key. I don't like Matt Stafford on the road. I really don't. His numbers
deep
are worse on the road.
Now, at home.
Yeah,
no, I'm starting.
He's had good games on the road.
In-depth analysis. I know that's what you want. I know. don't get more in-depth than that. He came back on a bad Minnesota team last week. But DeMarcus Ware, my gosh, that dude's a problem. He is seriously a problem. I don't know if they have an answer. Now, Dallas scares me. They're not healthy. But, again, it's at home. Ndamukong Suh, if he hurts Romo... I'm a little nervous about that.
You're getting Sue and Farrelly back.
I know. You got that idiot from Maryland at your center.
At your center.
All right, what are we doing?
Sue is going to dominate the interior
line. All right, let's see if Matt Stafford can stay healthy. Let's see if he doesn't turn the ball over. That's a big key on the road.
And they're going
to
blitz, and Rob Ryan likes to blitz. There's no way anybody on that team is going to guard Megatron man up.
Megatron gets 2 catches a game.
Megatron, and they'll be touchdowns. And they will be touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm going with Dallas.
Best screen pass, baby.
Houston. Pittsburgh, I'm taking Houston for the simple fact that they're at home. It's in Texas.
That's deep.
And, hey, what you got to say? The Steelers' defense has not been the best this year. They played Cleveland. Did they beat Cleveland? Or did they beat Jacksonville? I think they beat a Jacksonville team. They beat the Colts. They barely beat the Colts.
Who? The Steelers?
Yes.
The Steelers beat Seattle.
They beat Seattle 24-0.
And the Colts.
85%.
Yeah. All right. What's your analysis? Why is Pittsburgh over Houston?
Well, Houston's giving up 4.6 yards per carry. Also, Houston cannot stop the pass, so Mike Wallace is going to get deep on them all day. It's going to open it up underneath for Heath Miller, Hines Ward, and Antonio Brown. And also...
Hines Ward, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Hines Ward. He'll catch the underneath.
I guess based off his great resume.
Yeah.
Even though this individual has how many catches this year?
Nah, I'm into Will's point. It'll be more of the running game. It'll be more of the running game, I think. I think they'll lean heavy on Rashad Mendenhall. They don't want to. I don't think they're going to want Mario Williams to impact the game. I think if you have Mario Williams, if they pass the ball a lot, that's going to give Mario Williams a chance to create turnovers, create havoc. So you're going to see a lot of Mendenhall. That's what I think.
And also that zone running scheme that Houston likes to run is not really effective against a 3-4.
Yeah, that's why we get the fans. I'm telling you not to start Aaron Foster if he comes back this week. But moving on.
It's Ben Tate, baby. That's the new one right now.
Jets in Baltimore. I like it.
New England, Oakland.
Oh. Who did I pick? Oakland? No, I picked New England.
You
picked
New England.
I picked New England. Yeah. You don't see... Bella Cheater lose twice in a row. Just doesn't happen.
Nah, I think Oakland will be just because New England's always had problems against a physical front, a physical defensive front. No, seriously. So if you can get pressure on Tom Brady and make him move off of his spot to throw the ball, I just think because Oakland's defensive front is very nasty, very physical. They're physical across the offensive and defensive line. They'll be able to run the ball against New England and essentially keep Tom Brady off the field for long, but they'll be able to, with Darren McFadden and Michael Bush, will be able
That's
to control
it.
The clock.
That's the main thing. Darren McFadden, I don't think that New England
it's
Patriots...
It's going to be a shootout. New England always plays in shootouts, so that's not going to surprise me. Oakland's going to score points. Start Jason Campbell this week. I'm moving on. And your fantasy... Real quick, let's get the Jets in Baltimore. I like the Jets to bounce back. I don't see them lose. Well, we'll see. Their defense against the Ravens' offense, you saw it was a 13-12 game last year.
Yeah.
I like the Jets in a low-scoring game this year, too.
Essentially, this year, the Jets have been one-dimensional. They can't really run the ball. They wouldn't be able to run the ball anyway against Baltimore. And without that run game, to me, Sanchez
isn't at the level where he can go out. He's not at the level where he can go out and win a game for you yet. So that's why I picked Baltimore.
Well, I think they'll find a way to isolate LT on the linebacker. So they'll get a lot of LT in the game in terms of the passing game. So that'll negate them not being able to run the ball. I don't see Flacco having two good games in a row. He's not that kind of quarterback. They have two back-to-back good games. So, I think Sanchez, they'll be safe with Sanchez. No, Sanchez will be safe. Like I said, his last couple games, he had like over 300 yards.
Tell me, man, Plaxico, you see what Kenny Britt did at Baltimore. Plaxico.
And Baltimore's secondary isn't as strong.
No.
And like I said, if you isolate their linebackers with LT, that's a big advantage for them, and they can do that. They don't have to lean on Sean Green.
I took more risk in these picks than y'all did, bottom line. So if I start off slow, that's okay. It's a long season. Last year, you took a lot of risks, and it worked out for you. You know, last year, you just was wrong. So, anyway.
I don't remember my record last year, honestly, so I don't have a good memory.
fantasy football.
Was it really?
Yes, really.
Because I didn't care, that's why.
You don't care?
I didn't care about
that. Now
like
you care, so let's see.
Now I care.
Let's see you do your thing.
That's an excuse. I care, but I hate losing. I care last
fantasy
year,
fantasy football picks. I'm going to start Jason Campbell. It's going to be a show, like I said. I'm going to sit Arian Foster if you think he's going to be that juggernaut coming back against Pittsburgh. That's kind of obvious. Sorry, people. I got a lot of work to do. I painted somebody's house today, too. I went hard in the paint. And my sleeper is Chad Henne. Miami, I forgot who they play.
Starter is A.J. Green against the Buffalo Bills. A.J. Green, Wells Walker had 217 yards on that defense. And Demarius Moore from Oakland had about 100-some yards, too. So, they've given up big yards. I would sit.
Who's your starter again? Sorry.
AJ Green. Okay. Cincinnati. I would sit Ahmad Bradshaw. The Cardinals have played decent defense against teams that run the ball. So I saw Ahmad.
Oh, Halu. Like did they?
Other than those two. Other than the Redskins, I think they did a good job on other defense. So I'm gonna say sit Ahmad Bradshaw. All right, man. Okay, you can hate all you want.
I'm just joking.
I know it's okay. You can hate all you want. It's all good. I do it too.
But you know what? You know I don't like that because he split time with Jacobs. I mean, it's,
no, I like. Don't get wrong. I like. It's okay. I can take that. I can take it.
Bradshaw's a hit or miss every week to me.
Well, I would start Michael Jenkins from Minnesota, former Atlanta Falcon wide receiver.
A sleeper?
Yeah, my sleeper. Okay. I would definitely have a sleeper. Barry's not playing. Kansas City's secondary isn't the best at the moment. So I'm gonna go with Dan. Don McNabb has a good report.
I wanted to pick McNabb as my team, but I'm gonna go with Henry
because
everybody knows the Chiefs are bad. That's why I didn't want to do that. That's obvious. Yeah. I'm trying to go out on a limb, you know.
And Jenkins had 88 yards against last game. So
kicked him to the curb, baby, Julio.
All right, I'm gonna go start Rashad Mendenhall for the reason I gave you earlier. In the Pittsburgh Houston game, Houston's giving up like 4.6 yards per carry. This is the week that Rashad Mendenhall bounces back. Listen to me. I'm going for my sleeper. No, excuse me, for sit. I'm going to go with Beanie Wells. He's coming off a hamstring injury. Plays the Giants. Giants defense looks pretty good. And for my sleeper, I'm going to go.
A lot of people like to play Bradshaw and Beanie Wells. Yeah. He's real popular right now, thanks. Yeah,
Bradshaw's popular?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time.
And for my sleeper, I'm going to go with Dexter McCluster from the Kansas City Chiefs. The guy's averaging 6.6 yards per carry. He's starting to eat into Thomas Jones' carries, and he's also a threat out of the backfield as a receiver.
Where's that New York Giants game? Is it in Arizona?
It's Arizona. Okay. That's why it's in Arizona.
That's a good pick. I agree. I think all you guys made good picks. Just and fantasy. Obviously, I disagree with you, and I went out.
And
I took more risk in picking them.
To raise a point, you know, you all have to listen to us, man. We've been quite accurate.
We have been. Since our fantasy football show, mm-hmm. all the shows Will T haven't been here, we've been pretty good with picking these.
Yeah,
games,
so we've been quite accurate. Hopefully, you know.
Up with this medal. Yeah, you know what I mean? hey, we get back. We're going to dive into the week that was college football.
First sports thing.
I like that. Just about ready, though. Just do it.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Ray Rogers of the Urban Sports Scene. And recently, Will T and I set out on a mission to see what the people think of our show. All right, there's Mike Wilbon right there. Wilbon, what you think of our show, dog?
I should say the next. It's the big thing.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We feel the same way. Coach Rivers, Doc Rivers. There's Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Will T. Get an interview with him.
Coach Rivers, how do you feel about Ray no longer being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I mean, Ray, he was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. I thought I was great as the host, but it's all good. Big ups to my man, Fish. There's Alvin Gentry, man. Coach Gentry, what you think about Fish being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I've always been a big fan of his.
Oh, so you're familiar with him before the Urban Sports Scene when he was host of the Max Fish Show?
So no, I'm not saying that, okay? No.
So what are you saying? Anyway, man, let's move on. There's President Obama. Obama, my man Will T here, he dissed World Cup, man. What you think about him dissing World Cup?
He's a jackass.
Keep it locked to the Urban Sports Scene because you never know who's listening.
Welcome back, Urban Sports Dina. We're talking college football. We got two guys that will agree with each other on every single thing, and they don't know a lot. They agree. We don't know a lot about college football. They want to talk about Geno Smith, West Virginia's quarterback. I don't.
I do.
The safety, the next LeRon Landry for LSU, went out on Twitter. It's bold. Gave some, put some big statements. I mean, I don't know what y'all think about college football players tweeting before games. Backfired on Georgia week one against Boise, but he backed up his talk. You saw forced a fumble. Did he score on that play?
Yeah, he scored.
Did he?
So, you talking about the cornerback or the safety?
Number 7, the cornerback.
Yeah, the cornerback, the new Patrick Peterson. Yeah. The new Patrick Peterson.
I call him the new Ron Landry.
Yeah, they call him the new Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, I disagree. You know, just the
coolness.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm saying.
I just thought of Manny.
No, he had a good game.
Because it's not about cool, yo.
No, he had a good game. You know what I mean? Like I said, I came out. I mean, he had a good game. LSU, to me, won the game like they always win the game.
Is LSU number one, even though Oklahoma didn't lose?
Absolutely. Look at,
yeah, they should be number one.
Just look at the schedule they played so far.
They should be number one.
At
they
Mississippi
beat
State at a neutral stadium against Oregon and went to West Virginia.
And beat a good West Virginia team.
Yeah, so I think
with a top tier quarterback.
Dominated.
Well, see, this one annoys me. It's like LSU always like wins games like off punt returns, defensive turnovers. It's like their offense
that's
sucks.
Virginia Tech.
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying they always do it. But they're a dominant team on the defensive side of the ball.
Absolutely.
And they probably got pro prospects.
They're a semi-pro
whatever. Just like Alabama, pro prospects everywhere in terms of on the defense. What annoyed me was like West Virginia was down 27-21, so they cut the lead down. Then all of a sudden they kick it off, and somebody had a 99-yard return for a touchdown. So after that, it snowballed and the game was over.
The winner of the Florida-Alabama game will win the SEC title, in my opinion.
No, I think South Carolina will be better than Florida. That's my opinion. I think South Carolina.
They could be.
Lattimore,
Lattimore,
top wide receiver.
Basically, my point is LSU is not going to win the SEC title.
You don't think so?
Not the title game. I don't think so.
I think Bama's better than LSU just because they have more to offer.
No, I think LSU is the best team in America.
You think so? I think Bama's better than LSU.
If they get back their quarterback.
They're not going to get him back.
They're not?
Lee's going to be the quarterback. Lee's,
you see, I don't trust him against Alabama, do you?
No, absolutely not.
But Jeffries
it's
going to
be a defensive battle, but Alabama can score.
Both?
I believe.
Both quarterbacks in LSU aren't that good. Jefferson's more athletic. That's what he has to offer. He's more athletic.
But the way that defense plays, that defense is going to win you a lot.
You talking about LSU?
Yeah.
But you got Alabama puts the same amount of talent on the field on defense. And their running back,
Trent Richardson. Yeah,
Trent Richardson and
I love Trent Richardson.
And Lacy are two stud running backs.
Didn't you think Richardson was better than Ingram?
He's better than Ingram.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, he's better than Ingram.
Interesting. I wouldn't disagree with you. I love Richardson, actually. And he had a great game this weekend. I hope they don't lose to Florida, though. I don't think they will, actually.
Alabama's not losing to Florida.
Florida's excited. That's definitive now.
I know.
All right.
Hands down, man.
That's an unofficial pick. it was some controversy in the Syracuse game. I want to hit on that real quick.
Oh, the kick?
Yeah.
They should. Yeah. I mean, they.
You didn't see it, did you?
They were reporting. No, I know. But no, they should have. It was Toledo Syracuse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Syracuse. What happened was Syracuse kicked the field goal or Toledo? They said Toledo kicked the field, and they said it was no good, and it was actually good. I mean, actually, no.
It was no good. It was good. They went to instant replay.
Yeah, they said it was no good, and it was good, right?
Come on, Wilty, chime in, man.
And they went to replay.
Dickhead move by the refs. Clearly, if you see it.
What? No, you can say it. Go ahead.
He
cleared the FCC. He's good.
Dickhead move. Dickhead move. No.
All right, man. The first time was good enough,
okay,
man. You know,
clearly,
I keep saying
if there's replay to overturn the call, then you go back and you overturn it.
They saw it. They just weren't smart enough to change it.
That's crazy.
They saw it. They got the. They went to review it.
Irrefutable evidence.
Exactly. And it was obvious.
How they missed that. And if you got to see it.
Yeah, you just have to see it. Yeah.
Will T didn't see that. Amazing.
Yeah.
What you been doing, man? No TV? And you going to comment on the Falcons highlights, man? They got out physical. You ain't been watching sports then, evidently. This has been all over sports. Anyway, moving on. We're going to come back home here with the Terrapins getting blown out in an unbelievable
Temple
performance by a running back. Now, according to our local ESPN affiliates, the Terrapins didn't have a great showing as far as fans coming to the game because it was against Temple. But Temple put something on that.
38-7. It's self-explanatory.
I actually watched some of that game.
Oh, man, and Randy S. was burning bridges big time around here with a lot of comments he's making, by the way.
Yeah, I actually watched some of that game.
You watched that game, huh?
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
Please tell me. Tell me about it.
No, I saw the beginning of it with the tight end when he slipped out of the backfield and caught, I think it was like the 50-yard pass to get him down by the goal line. And it was just all over from there. It was down here for there for the
bottom line, Maryland's defensive line is too small. And they're not talented at the running back position.
Yeah, because Megan only had like 29 yards.
They need their receivers back, their top two receivers back.
In
order for Megan to be effective.
They just reinstated them.
They did? Okay, yeah. Good. Well, see, that'll help them going forward. Now, Florida State obviously has an injury at quarterback, so they may be vulnerable. But they have V-Tech on the schedule. They're not going to beat Virginia Tech.
It's Maryland. Maryland.
To be honest with you, thought that with Randy Edsall coming in this year and being better than Ralph Regan, you're sadly mistaken.
No, he's playing he's not playing with his recruits, so that's unfair.
But Ralph Regan always brought in Fridge is always brought in.
He's always brought in
good
NFL
defensive
talent.
Players.
He's
yeah,
always brought
a good
in NFL
defensive
talent.
Players.
Yeah, but his defensive line.
So are they?
Crash stinks.
These are still Fridge's defensive players, right?
Yeah,
because he brings
their
in the
defensive
guy.
Backs are always good.
And the linebackers were pretty good.
Yeah, but his linemen, he's never really produced a good defensive lineman.
You think so? Stark's been good. Stark's plays in Miami has been a good one. He's always had a good, he's always had a good all-around defense to me.
I agree with that. When he coaches them, obviously.
Yeah,
Randy
true. That's true.
Coaches them. That's what I'm saying. The reason why they fired him is because he couldn't put fans in the stands.
And he couldn't
now, Edsall can't either yet.
Yeah,
but give him time to get his recruit. I don't like to hire though. I want that Mike Leach, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought the offense to me with Fridge was kind of suspect.
Under Armour, hey man, I agree with you. You're trying to do what Nike does for Oregon, put some good uniforms inside the fans. It's working out.
Yeah.
You had LeBron tweeting about you, man. So give it time. They got 10 different uniforms. The all black ones are sweet.
The all black ones, I like that.
I actually like their uniform they have against Miami.
Oh, they were ugly.
Wow. I liked them.
All right, the minority.
Real,
that's cool.
It was different.
I'm the minority. It's cool.
Moving on. Now, I don't like Clemson, man. That irks me. I guess because I grew up rooting for Florida State. I don't care too much of who I root for these days. But that bothers me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm skipping over the Pac-12. Sheesh.
Yeah, they decided not to
Any more teams. Also, Texas A&M looks like they're going to the SEC.
They actually are July 2020.
So do you think
they're going to be irrelevant. They're still not going to be the Longhorns. But, shout out to Doc Hancock. He's been actually.
Do you think the Big 12 will survive because of this? Because everybody's going to the Pac-10.
I think it will survive.
Pac-12, you're right. Pac-12,
I think it's going to survive. It's going to take concessions by Texas, by the Longhorns. Divide up the revenue, the TV, the split from the TV money.
Speaking of the Pac-12, Eric Barkley, he took a step back this weekend.
Yes, he did. He absolutely did.
He's not becoming what I thought he was going to be.
I mean, he's a good – I mean, I always said when you start as a freshman quarterback, there are some things that you kind of – that kind of hurt you. You kind of latch onto a wide receiver. I think his progressions are slow. I think he likes to stare down a wide receiver, and that hurts him. Because the same thing happened to Chad Henning, and that was a characteristic he has never dismissed yet.
Yep, I agree with you on that. And you're a big Mac Barkley fan, too.
Yeah, I like him.
I trust your opinion on that. Real quick, moving on. Rank these three real quick. Kellen Moore, Andrew Luck, and...
For Arizona State?
Wisconsin's quarterback. No,
you talking about NFL quarterbacks or college quarterbacks?
You talking about us. Yeah, that's why I want those pro prospects.
Well, I mean, we can put Denial Robinson. No, pro prospects. No, he is a good pro prospect.
There's some better
is it Russell what? Wilson? No.
Wilson from North Penn State.
I called him Russell Martin last week.
Yeah, Wilson.
Okay, because a lot of people are saying Kellen Moore might be better than Andrew Luck now.
No.
Absolutely not.
Some people are saying that.
Some people are saying that because he's putting up video games.
In that order. Okay, we'll go college football. In that order.
College football this season?
I'll go first. I'm going to take Andrew Luck. I'm going to take Russell Wilson. Then I'm going to take Kellen Moore. In that order.
I'll take Luck. I'll take Moore. I know, right? And then I'll take Geno Smith before
Geno Smith, I love him.
For anybody else.
But I wouldn't take him over.
If we just going off of pure
put
play, 40 I'm going
something
with,
400 yards on LSU defense. That dude is a
people
beast.
Use quarterbacks.
I'm going to go with Kellen Moore. Then I'm going to go with Andrew Luck. And then I'm going to go with Russell Martin.
Russell, not Russell Martin. What? Ray's messed you up. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. I know. There's another quarterback. I can't think of his name right now.
You talking about Arizona?
No.
What's his name?
Folk.
Yeah, Folk. He's an NFL prospect, too. There's only three real, and Barkley.
Was there a story about him on ESPN recently?
Who?
Arizona quarterback?
Don't think so.
What's BYU's quarterback's name?
Couldn't tell you if I knew
it. Yeah, he's an NFL prospect. He actually hasn't been as good as they thought he would be. Come out of high school, he's supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks coming out. He hasn't lived up to it.
He hasn't?
Mm-mm. Hasn't lived up to what they thought he would be.
What's his name?
Al told me. Me and Al was talking about it the other day.
All right, we'll look up his name after the show. Previews and predictions, Clemson versus Virginia Tech. Who you got?
I hate to say this, but I'm going to go Clemson.
It's in Blacksburg.
But I'm still going Clemson.
I'm going Virginia Tech. Running game's too strong. Wilson is going to run all over Clemson.
Conflicted. Just college football. I'll take Virginia Tech. I hate Clemson.
I love Clemson too. But
Nebraska versus Wisconsin. I'm going Wisconsin. I'm sorry. I don't like Wisconsin. I think they overrate every year.
Man.
But I hate Nebraska. They're even more overrated.
Oh man, Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the running game now. Always had the running game. Wilson with the passing game. Wilson's too good right now. He throws 300 yards. Play action depth with having those two running backs. Yeah,
I feel Wisconsin love in this room because I'm going with Wisconsin.
You feel love?
Too. Yeah.
Feel love, man. Yeah. I love you guys, man.
All right, and we're all taking Alabama over Florida, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep, Alabama all day. All
right, man, it's been a great show. If you're still listening, man, I really respect you because a lot of us don't even get through our own show and we listen to it. We play it back, you know. So
yeah, I know. You're right.
If you make it through to them, man, hey, much love. I know our close friends do, man, and that's important to us, but we need some other people. Please email us, changethatda.game6@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, just search Urban Sports Scene and iTunes, by the way. Anything else you want to add for the show, Lins?
You can visit the show at www.walio.podbeam.com. That's what I want
to
add.
We were to listen to the Apple G stuff? Should I add that?
You can listen to us on Apple G's radio show on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS.
This is the best podcast in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm going on a limb and say that. It's a lot of people look up to us.
Exactly. With our limited budget and limited resources.
Absolutely. Oh, it is definitely. I agree.
That's because you guys blew the deal. Listen, when you,
you need to forget
when
that,
you first
man.
Got out of college, you had to take the lowest paying job you could find. You didn't. You came up making $25,000, $30,000 a year.
Now,
folks are way above that, which is great. But you couldn't turn a job down fresh out of college based
we
on
got, we know
the
our
pay.
Worth. Yeah, exactly. You gotta know your worth.
Out of
life.
College, man, I was worth $70,000, but I didn't get it right away. You see what I'm saying?
We're making money now, though, so we good. We're making good money.
No, I'm not even going to get arrogant about that. It's a bad economy.
I know, we're making decent money. I mean,
I had to start off at the bottom when I came out of college, man. That's what
I'm sorry.
So we should have started at the
$200
bottom.
$200
the whole year. And our budget
would have
been better. Yeah. Holler at me.
Yeah.
That's not right.
What was his name?
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't
you know who you are because you
got a low ball.
You look at zero right now. We could have
accrued
interest.
Listen.
And we could have got more interest.
Got to know your worth. Got to know your worth.
Mark Zuckerberg didn't want advertisement on Facebook. And you see, how
he's
great
right.
They turned out?
Yeah. They're
so
a billion dollar dude. All right,
hopefully we'll turn to Facebook.
Doubt it, but you know.
Yeah, it makes
now
a
you
lot
use
of
that
money.
Example. Don't compare it. It's not apples to apples, man.
They make a lot of money.
We're not
they
apples.
Make a lot of money.
We are cherries to that apple. We might not even be cherries. Y'all black cherries.
We a seed in the pomegranate. That's what the hell we are.
You don't eat pomegranate no more.
Hey man, yeah, also you can catch us on the Sports Crib podcast show on Thursdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WCStillafan.
That's Jonas.
I thought you were anything, thanks for joining us.
No, I was going to say something else, but you cut me off like you do all the time. Chris Cooley, you suck!
Chris Cooley, you're great. Don't listen to Ray.
Triathlete, baby. You know who I am. Will T.